And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So, ladies, if you recently got married or divorced and changed your name, or if you're a student and all the only ID you have is your student ID, you might not be able to vote in next week's midterm elections. That's because of new voter ID regulations in place. I'm going inside her story with Laura Murphy, who is the director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Washington Legislative Office. And she is well known, Tom, for her work in Washington, particularly for her efforts to pass the Fair Sentencing Act that reduced the sentencing disparity between crack and powder cocaine. We all remember that. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Let me ask you first, these upcoming elections are being called the least protected in almost 50 years. Break down what that means specifically for African-American voters.
Okay. About a year ago, the Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, and that was the Shelby versus Holder decision. The ACLU was a part of that case, and we have seen since 2006 a rise in the number of states that restrict voting, that require photo ID, that limit early voting, that make voter registration harder. So the Shelby decision was the icing on the cake because before the Shelby decision, many of the states with the largest black populations in the South, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, had to clear any voting changes before they went into effect. Now they don't have to do that, and they are going hog wild in repressive voter tactics.
Okay, let's specifically talk about women, because we talked about this yesterday. So women who recently got married or divorced, they had to take certain steps to be able to vote, and a lot of women probably didn't take these steps. Explain that.
Well, you know, if you get married and you change your name, and then if you get divorced and you want to go back to your maiden name, a lot of times you have to go directly back to the Department of Motor Vehicles, to Social Security, to get your name back. Likewise, you have to go to these places when you add a name. So women disproportionately, overwhelmingly, change their names as compared to men when they marry.
What percentage actually goes through the process of changing their names after they get divorced?
Well, I don't know what that percentage is, but I know that the percentage of women who do change their name is above 60% now. And so when they change their name to get married, they have to go through a process of updating their driver's license, updating all of their documents. And this doesn't happen automatically when you marry.
Yeah.
So if you don't make that stop at the DMV or make those certain changes, then when you go to the polls, it won't be reflected there.
Right. It depends on the state you're in. It depends on the state you're in. And one of the things I want people to know is that if you need to check whether or not your state requires an up-to-date photo ID, you can go to aclu.org, let me vote, and find out what the voter requirements are in your particular state. But the significance of this is that black women vote more than black men. 70% of all eligible black women voters in 2012 voted.
So if they stop black women from voting,
or particularly they're also going to there's an effort also to stop young black women, college students who don't have anything beyond a college ID in certain states, right?
Right. In Texas, you cannot use a state issue college ID, but you can use a state gun permit to prove your eligibility to vote.
Oh, wow.
And Tom, you remember, you know, for President Obama, one of his largest voting groups was young black women.
That's right.
Of college age. You know, not that he's running this time.
This is the emerging American electorate. It's made up of young people, unmarried women, and racial minorities. And this is the electorate that brought President Obama to power. And this is the electorate that is now being targeted by mostly Republican-controlled state legislatures to be disenfranchised.
Mm-hmm.
And you add Makes on sense. Top of that the number of people who have criminal convictions in the African-American community, and, you know, we've got a lot of people hurting, but we've got to fight back. We've got to call our election protection hotline, 1-866-R-VOTE, or 1-866-687-8683, and we ought to go to the ACLU website, because people need to know that since the last 4 years in particular,
things are definitely changing. Yeah. Laura, what's that website quickly?
ACLU.org/letmevote.
Okay. And thank you, Laura.
And our
Murphy.
Phone number is 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. You can find out all the information at 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Good job, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.
All right.